Philip Semper, PhD, surgeon care. Today's date is 04/09/2022. Dictation is for Mr. James Gant. Gant spells G-A-N-T. James spells J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 10/10/1967. 54-year-old gentleman here with painful and frequent urination period. Patient stated this has been going on. For approximately 10 days, said he came in because it's getting worse. Said he's going to the bathroom quite frequently, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports frequent urination. Next line. Frequent urination, comma, suprapubic discomfort slash pain, comma. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies headache. Denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 161 over 91. Pulse 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. No respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. He has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremity, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes, type 2, poor control, poor medical compliance. Today a finger stick was done. This sugar is in excess of 500 based on finger stick, 548 to be exact. A urinalysis was done. Urine shows high glucose. However, his protein, his ketones was negative on urine test. He is positive nitrite, positive leukocyte esterase. He was given an injection of Rocephin in the clinic, 1 gram. He was observed in the clinic after injection and reported that he did well and had no reaction to the medication. At this point, I advised patient to go to the emergency room because of his elevated glucose and his urinary tract infection. I advise him that because of his diabetes status, poorly controlled and always elevated, he may need some aggressive intervention. He says he understands and will go if he does not get better. I advise patient to go now. He says he wants to wait a few hours or so, and then we'll go if he doesn't get better, period. Next paragraph. Patient was patients complain of ankle pain. I will go ahead and get MRI for his ankle. It is atraumatic. He says he walks a lot, and he's pointing to the talofibular ligament, an area of concern. An exam, that part was very tender to palpation, but he has full range of motion of his ankle with no localized edema or erythema. The joint is stable, no anterior negative anterior drawer test, period. Next paragraph. Patient will be discharged with the following medication. 1, Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14, Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Patient indicated that he will go to the emergency room in a few hours if he doesn't get better. Strongly encouraged to come back here another day, fasting so we can have his labs drawn to assess his kidney status, especially seeing that he's been going for so long with glucose elevation period. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of rotation.